It's not just a Johnny Cash song. The Airdrie Ringette Association's ERA semi-annual Ring of Fire tournament is returning to take over the city's three indoor arena facilities this weekend, with games taking place from November 11 to 13. Liz Cussler, a U19 coach with the ERA and the association's public relations representative, said the organization is excited to welcome teams from across Alberta for Airdrie's flagship minor ringette tournament. "People can expect to see some really good ringette," Cussler said. "We have some really good teams in Airdrie this year, with successful winning seasons so far. Our season started in October and a lot of our teams are doing really well so far. You can see some fast action. It's such a great sport." Cussler said this year's Ring of Fire tournament will include 38 teams in 9 divisions ranging from U12 to U19, including all 15 of the ERA's Sting teams. All in, the tourney will feature over 500 players and 100 volunteers. The Ring of Fire tournament is always held over the Remembrance Day long weekend at all three of the city's rinks: Genesis Place Recreation Center, the Plainsman Arena, and Ron Ebbison Arena. Games kick off on the Friday morning and last until the medal rounds wrap up on the Sunday afternoon. Due to the increasing popularity of the tournament, the ERA decided several years ago to split the tournament across 2 separate weekends, one in November for older age groups, and one in March for the younger teams, U12 and younger. But this year, Cussler said the ERA opted to move the March tournament to December, to increase interest in participation. As well, she said the U12 age division was added to the November tournament instead. While Airdrie is certainly known a hockey city, Cussler said the sport of ringette is continuing to grow and flourish here as well. She noted the ERA saw its highest ever registration this season, and now boasts 217 athletes in total. "As Airdrie grows, obviously there's been exponential growth in ringette," she said. She added that growth in popularity could be due to various factors, including word-of-mouth promotion, and families' willingness to sign their daughters up for a winter sport other than hockey. "I think a lot of the recruitment we get is from girls saying how much fun they had playing ringette," Cussler said. "When I do the Come Try It clinics, I get a lot of parents who say, oh, their friend plays and loves it and I want that for my daughter. The female-only thing is quite attractive for these kids." For the ERA's most talented ringette players, Cussler noted the sport also provides opportunities to test themselves at a higher level of competition. The Airdrie Association is the largest contributor of players to Zone 2, Big Country, a regional competitive ringette association with teams at the U14, U16, and U19 AA level. "It's wonderful inspiration to know it's not just kids from bigger centers making these elite teams," Cussler said. "We're the biggest feeder for the Zone 2 AA program, which is a testament to the number of kids we have. The coaching has been great, and the association is incredibly supportive. We have a lot of supportive programs for the athletes and people are starting to realize there's a lot of opportunity in terms of playing at a high level. It's not obviously at the same level of hockey in terms of scholarship and things like that, but just to have your child play at an elite level is a possibility. It's not that far out of reach." For schedules and other info on the Ring of Fire, visit airdrieringette.ca.